Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Right, a few minutes ago you met Mairead O'Connor from Road in Offaly. Mairead, you were the show announcer a few minutes ago, but now you're back because you said you need the Dave Moore Show Today FM listeners. What exactly do you need them for?
Well, we need them for to name our recently opened coffee shop cum bakery in Road Village in County Offaly.
Road Village, that's down the road from you, Maria, isn't it? Yeah, Maria knows Road Village well. She's only over in Eden Derry.
Very close to Eden Derry, yeah.
So when you say newly opened, do you mean it's now opened but it hasn't got a name, or it's opened and it's called something that you want to change?
No, we have no name. So opened, I suppose, under pressure. We bought the premises maybe about a year and a half ago, and we had to totally renovate it.
Right.
So we were under pressure to open before Christmas. We kind of did a lot of the renovations ourselves, but we opened with no name. So
gotcha.
It's just kind of the cafe or whatever.
It's just there.
Yeah. my husband's surname is Heavey. So I presume people in the local area are calling it Heavey's or Hefty's.
Hefty's. Why Hefty's?
Hefty. His Uncle Joe was called Hefty. The great Hefty of Road. So Ronan has taken on that nickname.
Would you consider, and listen, this is literally me speaking off the top of my head, but would you consider the Candlewick Cafe? I don't mean that, but I mean a name that's got nothing to do with your name.
Yeah,
why is everyone
totally
laughing at my Candlewick suggestion? This is a brilliant
wow.
idea.
Wow.
I know, how about that? But you know what I mean?
You would take a
suggestion of a name that doesn't have to be Heavey's or you know, Mairead or Ronan or anything like that.
No. Right. I suppose what we have tried, and we've, like, and I have really tried, like, this is a massive bone of potential to come back to it almost daily. That business generation app, I have it worn out. Business generation or name app.
Name generator.
So I suppose the sole reason that we were both secondary school teachers, I'm on parental leave. We have two young girls, a 2-year-old Willow Jane and a 6-year-old Charlotte.
Okay.
And I suppose my passion or main priority is them. I'm on unpaid leave. Ronan works with IJ. He's a secondary school teacher as well, but he's out on the road as a math supervisor. So we're very busy, and we only had one income coming in. So we kind of thought, what can we do? We got the premises, and it was born because I wanted to be at home with the girls.
Yeah.
So brought back the kind of tradition of, I grew up from a farm. My mother always made brown bread. I can make brown bread. I can make scones. All the fresh bakes, I do. So I suppose the connection with the girls is massive, that I'm doing this to stay at home and mind them.
What if, now, sorry to mention a potential rival, right? But in Eden Derry, one of my brother gets a big kick out of this when he's coming to visit me. There's a cafe called Eden Deli, right?
Yeah.
What if you played on the road name and called it something like Roadside Treats or something?
One customer said, because a lot of people now from the village know that, obviously it's clear there's no name on the outside of the premises, but, you know, people come in and say, have you a name yet? And we're like, no, we've no name.
Working on it.
Yeah, working on it. So one person, a customer, said, what about the Rocky Road?
That's a good one.
So the Rocky Road, or H-O-D-E. Road.
And we all know the roads are rocky over here.
Yes, they are.
So Rocky Road.
Well, listen.
Like, there's a massive play with road itself.
There is, of course. I'm sorry, just ask silly questions. Is it on a road? I know it's on a road, but, like, it's not inside the shopping centre or anything like that.
Yeah, we're right on the main street. We're on a zebra crossing, the zebra crossing. We're opposite the chemist. We look over at O'Toole's pub.
If you call the thing opposite the chemist cafe, that'll be pretty good. You certainly wouldn't have any issues with directions.
Until the chemist moves.
Yeah.
Well, come here. You also said your daughter's names are Willow Jane and Charlotte. I think the candlestick is actually a really good name. Everybody's living in Victorian England in your house. Charlotte.
Princess
Calm
Charlotte.
Down. Yeah. Yes. Bring the candlestick with you. It's dark here in the scullery.
We were thinking of Challo at one stage, you know, CHA for Charlotte and Willow, Challo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, then we were thinking maybe, you know, some play on Heavey and O'Connor. What else were we thinking? We were thinking, because the kind of area, I'm not too sure if the building itself is the Bawn. We were thinking Bawn and Bread.
Oh, nice. We were driving
through Inishannon once and I saw this beautiful bakery called the Wildflower, spelled F-L-O-U-R, and I just thought that was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I couldn't obviously steal that.
You can't now, but you've said it.
Yeah. You could have.
Hothouse Flower was another one. And then because we're teachers, we were thinking the staff room.
Oh, see, I'm liking all of these. You've done so much work already.
I know, like we have, but we still can't come.
Yeah, nothing has really clicked. I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
And well, do you know what?
It'll come.
Yeah, well, you've done the right thing now, because what you've got now access to is the hundreds and hundreds of thousands. We get our ratings and we're very proud of them here on Dave Warren's Lane. But we know that there are literally are hundreds of thousands of people listening right now. So, people of Ireland, let's help Mairead out. We know Mairead and Ronan Heavey in Road Village in Offaly, Willow Jane and Charlotte are the daughters, near a zebra crossing, opposite the chemists, the building might have been called the Bawn. What can we call the cafe to make Mairead's day? Suggest your names now. And
kind of like the historic stuff as well, you know, the canal, the power station, you know, everything that what Road is about, the GAA team, you know, like,
we love whatever it takes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, look, let's see what the listeners suggest. We'll give you all the suggestions and then maybe we'll come back to you later on and see if you like any of them.
Yeah, cool. That'd be brilliant.
Mairead, you're a legend. Fair play to you. And listen, well done, by the way, for taking the initiative and setting up your own business and relying on yourself for being a baker. And that's a great thing to do, and especially, as you said, on parental leave and unpaid and all that. So we're dead proud of you.
Thank you very much, Dave. Love the show.
Thank you, Mairead. Talk to you later on. Bye.
Bye.
Right, just had Mairead O'Connor on the phone there from Road in County Offaly, owner of a cafe, teacher, on parental leave at the moment, opened a cafe, has no name, wants a name, but the teacher part actually connected with Emma straight away because Emma actually recognised the voice.
Oh my God, I know that voice. As Miss O'Connor, my old history teacher from McMellan Community School. Jesus. 12 years ago now at this stage, I think I feel old. She was amazing and she made me fall in love with history. Absolutely love her. So, hi Miss.
Hi Miss. That's good. That's a good start. Brian's been in touch with a suggestion as well.
Dave, Marie and Co. It's right beside the zebra crossing in Rhodes. What about the Crossroads Cafe?
Crossroads, R-H-O-D-E-S. Okay. Rocky Road would catch my eye enough to go in, says Dean Mayo. An obvious one would be the Roadside Cafe. These are all road, R-H-O-D-E puns. Love the show, says Deck. Good man. Hef Teas, with tea being the word tea, like as in a cup of tea, T-E-A-S. Or One for the Road, says Paul O'Neill. On Boher Bawn for the cafe, says Dan and McCroom. Good man, Dan. A couple of Boher Bawns, the Bawn Brick Road, the Yellow Brick Road, the White Brick Road, the Bawn Brick Road. The Roadhouse Cafe, getting some suggestions. Coffee McGrind Face, says Richie Wallace. There's a few Mac-whatever faces coming in. The Hefty Bean, for a coffee shop name. But I think the one that has caught my eye the most this morning is from Lynn Armstrong so far. And she says, where the treats have no name.
Oh.
Because it has no name. Where the treats have no name. Mairead, let us know what you think if you're hearing any of these and liking them. We'll get more of your suggestions on the radio in a second. We're trying to name Mairead's cafe. It's in the village of Road in Offaly. Yes, R-H-O-D-E, Road. And it's open, but it doesn't have a name. So we're trying to see if we can get one. Loads of suggestions in on 087-4100-102. Kieran's been on.
The Moontower Cafe or the Road, obviously spelled Road for the town, Scholar Cafe.
Road Scholar, the Road Scholar. I've heard of that one, all right. Yeah, that could work. Pat has been on as well. Hang on a second, I'll tell you what Pat said. Go on, Pat.
Hi, Dave. What about the Bog Road?
The Bog Road. There's bogs around there, Marie. Obviously, this is your neck of the woods. Bogs, yeah, and Marie's not in the way. Yeah, bogs all over the shop. Mick's got a couple of suggestions, all right?
Dave, Mairead's husband's nickname is Hefty, so surely the obvious choice is the Hefty teapot or the Hefty plate, right? And it also suggests it's the kind of place that you won't leave hungry or thirsty.
Yes, that would be a good tagline, all right. Katie says, what about the Irish for family, Cheolach? When I was a kid, the Irish for family was clan. When did that ever change? Anyway, yeah, I know, my kids all say that now. The Bake Room popped into Rob on the Road in Dublin's mind. The Roadhouse Cafe getting a lot of votes. The No Name Road as well. Awfully nice things, awfully nice things, awfully nice things. Or Road Works, says Enda in County Clare. Hefty Road getting loads of votes for Hefty. Anything with Hefty that people are loving. Cup on Tay for the Road, says Sheila. Road White Zebra Cafe, says John in Wexford. Because it's there at the zebra crossing. But Jared Trainer in Wicklow says, how about the zebra croissant? Derek Leeden Derry says it should call it the village, because road is known as the village, so call it the Village People's Coffee House. Okay. No Through Road, a scone's throwaway, says Marie in Galway, with some good suggestions in there. The Blackboard, says Aideen, or Cafe Eneenica, which is daughters in Irish. And John whizzing around the M50 suggests, how about the Boggs Dollops? The Boggs Dollops. That's his suggestion. 087-4101-02. Another couple of quick ones. Matilda.
Morning, Dave. How about One for the Road Cafe?
One for the Road. Get another vote. James has been on too.
How about something like the Silver Spoon or the Excellent Calf? Or just maybe the No Name Calf.
No Name is getting a few votes too because it doesn't have one. Calf's got a quick one.
Rhode Island Bread.
Rhode Island Bread. Okay, been suggesting names left, right and centre for Mairead O'Connor's Cafe in Rhode in County Offaly. Loads of suggestions, lots of clever ones coming in like this.
What about Offaly Good Coffee or Offaly Great Coffee?
That's not bad. Rob's got a suggestion.
How about Coffaly? Like Offaly but coffee. Or else the longer winding roads.
And Denise, what do you think?
I drive through Road every day and everybody knew there was a coffee shop there. My suggestion for the name is the Powerhouse Cafe. There's a power station in Road, and also the GAA Club in Road are known as the Iron Men of Road. So you're tying in the power station and the powerful GAA Club as well.
Right, and John, you've got a musical pun for us.
Considering I listen to your show a lot and music a lot, I have two suggestions for the name of that cafe based on music. So the first one is She Ain't Heavey, She's O'Connor. And then a second one is We're on the Road to Nowhere, with the alternative spelling of road.
I see, yes, bit of talking heads there. The Hefty Portion from John Paul Dillon. That's a good suggestion. Awfully Good Tea Cafe, says Danny Young. Rhode Island, says Kate. And the island part referred to an island feature, like a kitchen unit, where every month on the island, it would feature a new dessert or a treat or a new piece of baking.
I like that one.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter what we like, I suppose, Mairead. It matters what Mairead O'Connor likes. Mairead, good morning.
Hi.
So you've heard a load of suggestions have come in.
Oh my God, so many. I'm absolutely blown away.
Now, you don't have to commit, obviously, at this point, but are there any that have kind of struck you that, you know what, that's a good old shout there?
Oh, so I thought the dogs, was it Dollocks?
Oh, the Boggs Dollops.
The Boggs Dollops, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that was brilliant.
That was from John on the M50, yeah.
A nod to your Victorian era, the Silver Spoon, that was good.
Oh, that was James on the voice note from James, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Blackboard.
Blackboard, yeah, that was in, because obviously you're a teacher, so that could work.
Yeah, that was very clever. Mad for Road, that was brilliant.
Yeah, there's a couple of Mad for Road ones, all right. The Main Road, the High Road, One for the Road, Road and the Willow, playing Wind in the Willow, says James.
O'Connor.
Oh, come on. So good. A lot of people loving the Bawn element as well, like a lot of Irish names coming in. The Bawn Farmhouse, I'd imagine all the wonderful smells of fresh brown bread, says Ron. So, you know, you've got options there. I mean, you're going to pick some. We're going to send you across literally everything we've gotten in today. But
brilliant.
You're going to have to sit down now over a cup of tea and a nice scone and decide what it is you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so many. Like, it's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much to everyone. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
No problem at all.
And like,
the thing is, they're still flying in now, even as we're talking. The Hefty Moon Shore, says Paul and Navin.
And a big hi. I do remember Emma as well.
Do you?
Yes. Yeah, Emma was lovely.
That's great. Well, she seemed to be very fond of you altogether.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, Renee, we'll send all these across to you. You decide what you want to call your cafe, but the main thing to for everyone to remember is whatever it's called, it's in them on the main street and road. You go in and get delicious stuff off Mairead. Come here, thanks so much for getting in touch.
Thanks a million, Dave.
And tell
thanks
us.
So much.
Yeah, don't forget to tell us what you do decide on.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'll get back to you.
All right, good stuff.
And just to mention as well, Dave, we're only open 3 days, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Just in case people are passing through and... I think we're open the rest by Thursday, Friday, Saturday for now anyway.
Okay, well that's what we'll tell everybody. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Road. It hasn't got a name yet, but there's a nice cafe there. Come here. Thanks a million, Murray. Talk to you later.
Bye. Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.